they have been legally recognized now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hadn't heard of that coming through.
The news hadn't got around much. I don't think they want to get talked. When you work up there, you just back it every time you do that.
How long have you been living in Nokomis?
Boy.
How long have you been living in Nokomis?
Thirty-five years.
Quite some time. That's a good long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we moved from up above, north of Ports Northwest, kind of one place called Bell Creek. That was a bunch of Indians lived there, you know. But since that community's banished, disappeared, you know, moved off, and there's none living on what's called Bell Creek now. Used to someone live on each side of the creek, you know, all along the side. But none, all them old places rolled up and rotted down over hard, you know.
They all moved down closer to the highway, or?
Yeah.
$30
Hell,
you
did.
What Tony paid. She didn't pay.
Oh.
No,
did
he
didn't
pay her?
He didn't ever pay it. The balance of it. You know, that month, for that month, he didn't ever pay the balance that month, for that month.
Did he?
No, he didn't ever pay it. For the balance
no,
that month.
He didn't ever pay it for the balance of the month then. And you never before been bringing it. What was that he brought you?
What?
He brought you $30.
I sent her all that he gave me.
She ain't got no money you sent her. Who'd you send it by?
I'll give her all that he sent, Gladys. He didn't ever pay for the balance of that month.
He did?
He just paid for part of the month.
No, he brought it up here.
$40.
$30.
He owed 30 more and he didn't ever pay it, see?
He come up here and brought it to you.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He sure did. He said he didn't pay at all. And so, now don't you know, I said, I reckon that's the reason he didn't pay it because he's
going to
leave.
Yeah, that's what I said. He didn't pay for the balance of the month.
But
I did.
You ain't sent her to $30.
I give her the price, $40. And then there was $31, you see. Well, he didn't ever pay that. Or they knew he was going to move, you see.
He sure paid you $30. I don't know. Your dad said he never did pay it, but I see him coming. Would you change it?
Why'd you move out to Nokomis?
Pardon?
Why'd you move out to out here?
Why did you move down
here? He brought you that money and you knew it. Elvis stepped on you.
Well,
Daddy gets his
for the reason my dad was living in Bell Creek at the time, is during the Depression, while the fella he was farming for his son-in-law, they didn't have no place go, you know, and so that put my dad out. And he had to come down here and he found a place down here, you know, he could rent. He rented this old place 120 acres and I bought him a pair of mules, started him off. He didn't have nothing to see to start. I bought him a pair of mules.
You all just started farming around here, huh?
Yeah. And then after my dad died, mother died, well, I bought all the rest of the house out. Later on, I sold it all except 20 acres. Well, I've been selling some off of this 20. I don't have about 13 acres now.
Mm-hmm.
All four out of that 120 sold it.
Are you still farming around here?
I got a little. Well, I got some beans. I rented, standing rent. I don't farm it myself.
But you haven't farmed around here for a long time.
What?
You haven't farmed for a long time, though.
No, I used to farm it when I was public working. When I retired, I just said I didn't want to. I just sold it money over.
Mm-hmm. Where did you retire from?
When I was T.R. Miller Mill Company. I was a crane operator.
Oh.
I played a crane about 15 years at Miller. And I worked on other jobs there for about 2 or 3 years. Night hostler. I want to switch on you a little. I operated a crane already in about 14 years.
Well, how'd you get started going up to Wisconsin?
Well, I just, while I went to Karen Labor, I went with some more fellas up there. And these fellas quit Karen Labor, and that fella wanted me to Karen Labor for him, and I started Karen, and then Karen Labor for this is the seventh year if I go this. I bought a pickup truck in 72 brand new. And I went that year and I've been going every year since. Mm-hmm. Which is 6 years and this is 7th year. Mm-hmm. If I go this year.
Yeah, you're getting ready to go. You'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm getting ready.
Is it very hard to find people to work around here?
Yeah, it is. Pretty hard.
I don't.
Some of them promised to go that's done backed out or other job, you know. There's a girl was figured on going with me. They come that my sister come and told me just a while ago that she couldn't go.
Yeah.
That put me short again.
So you went short now, huh?
Yeah.
Did it used to be this hard to get people?
Well, no, it never been this hard, I think. See, one thing, that CEDAR program got a lot of people employed, young people employed.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason we kept it.
Do you think that CEDAR program is pretty good for the boys up there? Or?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Taking away some of your labor, though.
Yeah.
What? How many people do you normally carry up there?
Well, he wants them to carry 15.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna have as many of them.
Yeah.
I think some of them got backed out.
Still got a lot of relatives over there around in Porch. You still got a lot of relatives in Porch?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them. Right, all of them. Related to me up there. My grandfather, that was his old home just east of there, what they call Hog Fork. I don't know where you heard of Hog Fork or not.
That's where I live.
Huh?
I live in Hog Fork. Or that's where I'm staying this summer.
Who are you staying over there?
I stand by myself. You know, Willie Lois, her house, I'm renting that house.
Well, cemetery there, you know. You know what cemetery is?
Yeah.
That's where my grandfather buried.
Oh.
Joe McGee, his name was Joe.
Joe?
And his father, I think, was named Richard. And his grandfather's name, Lynn. Mm. Well, my daddy's name, Lynn. He was named after his great-grandfather.
Uh-huh.
He was named after his great-grandfather, Lynn McGee. That's who the treaty was, signed the treaty, I think, with Jackson.
That's who.
A lot of treaties were signed under duress, you know. Mm-hmm. And a treaty signed under duress, it's not lawful.
No. Doesn't seem like it would be.
It's not. Forced to sign it, you know.
Did your grandfather or daddy ever tell you any of the old stories about what happened around Porch, or
no, not
before they moved?
No, I never really talked much about it. There's a game that he laid us out of pay. I don't know where you were, but saw it draw a star. The star's got five crosses, and take nine objects and work them in that star and jump across line every time, put nine of them. You ever saw that?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
That's an old puzzle that's handed down from generation to generation.
Uh-huh.
My daddy learned me how.
You just make a five-pointed star.
Yeah. You take five objects. You take rocks, grains of corn, or beans, anything, you know, and work, put them in jump. I'll draw it for you.
Oh, okay.
Baseball. Let me get five rings of beans. Nine. The puzzle is to work these nine in there and jump across lines. See, you can't go from this corner. That's two lines. Mm. You can jump over one, but you can't start where you done got one down. And you watch me now. See, I'm going to go by the rules. You can't start here and go, that's two lines, but you can start here and go there.
Uh-huh.
Start here and come there. Start there and come here. Start there and go there. Start here and go there. Start there and come here. Start here and go there. Mm-hmm. Now let's see what you do.
You used to play this a lot as a kid?
Huh?
You used to play this a lot as a kid?
Mm-hmm. It's been handed down, I don't know how long, generations. My dad liked me and, you know. His dad liked him, I think.
Yeah. I think I'm in trouble.
Daddy, this is a piece of interesting paper about the Creek Nations, right?
What?
About the Creek Nations. Andy Jackson, all
of. Yeah, I think that's what Jackie.
Oh, what? What all about Andy Jackson?
Yeah, where'd you get this?
I'm
that. Yeah, that's what Jackie printed.
Huh?
That's what Jackie printed. She's gonna read this letter she printed was gonna read to the Congress up there. Mm. And she didn't, she knew at the time she didn't. She gave a copy of it to me.
Uh-huh. Up there, go here. Up there, go here. I think I'm in trouble though. You've got me on the jail.
Got myself in trouble.
See, you can't start here and go the 8-mile line. You can't go from here to there, because that's two lines and you're jumping over two.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I filled up my corners too soon. It's harder than what it looks like.
That's a pro, brother.
Mm-hmm.
The show's been handed down for generations. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
Oh, you watch me now. I'm going to go by the Rudy.
Okay.
One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Seven, eight, nine.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can do it one more time.
Then come, you can't start, you can't get a line.
That's true.
You gotta come to this point.
I gotta go to that point.
Mm-hmm. You can't start, come at 8-mile line, gotta cross the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do that. But
eight. Yeah. I did better. I left one this time.
We'll work it again.
I see how you do it.
Huh?
I keep seeing how you do it, but I can't do it myself. Give it a try. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, let's see you work it again.
You want to see me do it again? Let's see, before I start off that. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll see them play on that thing for half a night at the time. Never, did never work it.
Half a night? It does take some figuring out to get it right. What's your trick? I was just watching you and seeing how you did it.
You can do it.
Yeah, your trick. I just fill up the one that you just jumped from.
That's the only way you can work.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them work on that thing for half a day. Used to stop at the crane. A lot of time it'd be raining, maybe for half a day. We had a little house to get in, you know, and all the crew getting there, you know, it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
Play games and such. I've seen some of them fellas that work on that thing for hours and hours. They could never work it. Here's a letter that Jackie wrote. She lived in Pensacola. She's gonna read that to the Congress up there. She did never, and she gave me one of the copies. You can't hold it.
Jackie, your daughter?
No.
Huh?
So who is?
Jackie.
That's your
Pensacola, huh?
That's your daughter, or
no?
No.
But just one of the members. You know, she was going to Washington. Like she printed this, got it out of history. She's gonna read this to Congress. You know, when they had their hearing. You know, she didn't. Somewhere, some for reading the case didn't come up. Wasn't heard that day. And she gave me one of the copies. I've hunted and hunted. My daughter, she just found it. I don't know what's. I've looked and looked for it. I was on short somewhere beyond it, but I never could find it.
David Manak. So David Manak was Ken Alexander McGilvery.
What?
David Manak was. Son of Sam Manak.
Yeah, that's his, one of his descendants. My grandmother, she was a Manak on the mother's side. You know. She was a Calbert. She thought her daddy was a Calbert. Well, his wife was a Manak. Manaks and McGee, see, that way that does. Son of coming from to the center from the Manaxi, McGee's, Calvert's. Well, you can show them that in Oklahoma when you go back.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's the first time I've seen it. My grandmother used to try to show me, you know, make pictures out of string.
Yeah.
And used to could do that, but I haven't been able to in a long time. reread this?
I read part of it. Yeah.
I am 7/8 white, and I am sorry. You have crushed our nation. You, I can't hold it. I can't hold it. See it.
And make loud
and noises and shout that all men are created equal, but you deny us the right to live. Oh, appear. Be the white rascals, I believe they ain't the rascals.
Race,
okay. Yeah, race, yeah. You have spilled our blood as a drunken man spilled his wine. And you have crushed us, but you cannot conquer us. For our blood will be in the blood of your grandchildren and 100 years from this date. The McIntoshes, the Weatherfords, and the Baileys, and the,
Wards?
Well, yeah, Wards. The McQueens and the Hollinges. And I can't see what that is.
McDonald's, Kitchens.
Mm-hmm. In 1832, ain't it? Mm-hmm. The Creek Nation, see, I can't hardly tell what it to the,
ceded.
Yeah, ceded to the United States. All their land east of the Mississippi. Except for a few, what is it?
Sections.
Yeah, sections. These, they were allowed to keep up to 5 years unless they sold it sooner. Most of the creeks of Alabama were, what was it?
Went west? Went west?
Went where? I can't see, you can read. I can't, my vision is shot.
Oh, you gotta use glasses nowadays?
I had a pair one time, but I just let wear them.
Some of them were allowed to stay and become citizens of the United States, but they were to retain their tribal rights. I am a descendant of one of these. Is your son going up to Wisconsin with you, the one you're going to pick up?
Yeah. But he's got a job in Zion. He just got off a few days to come to help me drive up.
Uh-huh.
His security guard up at a nuclear power plant.
That same one that you was guarding at?
The same one that I guarded at. Those are two different companies got it now. Pinkerton, they had it when I guarded. It was under construction. When he got it finished with another guard company, taking over, you see.
How long ago was this that you was a guard there?
70, I believe, or 1970, I believe. Mm-hmm. I can't think of that company that's got it now. What's the name of that company that guards these banks, these payrolls? can't pass the test, but it's so hard. There's one fellow's going the same time he did. He didn't pass it. And my boy, he passed it.
So how long did you live up in Zion?
Me? Mm-hmm. I didn't live. I just up there working.
Just up there working?
Yeah. Families, they were still, they was here.
You work up there very long or just?
No, about 12 months. I worked some with another guard company up there. And, I was at Lake County College. Mm-hmm. That's out west of Zion. My job was to park cars. After I got all the students parked up, I didn't have nothing else to do. Once in a while, someone would park illegally, you know, and I'd give them a ticket.
Yeah, you wrote them up for a ticket.
After I get everybody parked, see, I didn't have nothing else to do. Walk around the old yard once in a while, see there wasn't nobody camping or nothing. Mm-hmm. Just trying to steal nothing. Yeah, that's the easiest guard job I ever had, because I didn't stay with very long, because about 15 miles out of Zion, you know, and I didn't have my car. I was having to use my other boy's car.
Am I keeping you from going to Pensacola?
No, I ain't going to go to... I'm going to leave here about 10... 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
11 o'clock. They used to lay down over sleep. I just hope that plane's on time. In the winter time, you can look for them to be late. In the winter time, you know, the runways get iced over, you know, they can't take off, can't land, you know. It's snowbound, you know. I went down and they'd meet him in the winter time, you know, to be delayed, you know, plane to be delayed.
They're in Pensacola or taking off from Wisconsin?
Huh?
Well, probably taking off from Wisconsin.
He take off from Ohio. That's where he's in Zion, Ohio. That's one of the biggest airports in the country, Ohio.
Oh, and it gets cold up there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was on guard duty one night at 32 below zero.
32.
The wind chill factor is 52 below. Mm. You know, to give the wind chill factor to 52 below.
That's too cold. You
better believe it. Let's see, it sure is. I dread my trip tomorrow.
Not looking forward to it.
I went and bought another car today. I had one car, had a 76 Chevrolet and a 72 pickup, but I couldn't carry them all on that one car and pickup, because the pickup would be loaded with luggage and groceries. See, I carry a lot of groceries from here, such as flour and meal and lard. Well, you can't buy self-riding flour up there, that's for sure.
Can't buy it?
Not in Wisconsin, but where we were. If you find any, it's about a 5 pound bag. You might buy a 5 pound bag, but you can't afford to buy a 5 pound of flour and feed a big camp crew. Mm-hmm. You can see the smaller proportion you buy, you know, the more it costs, you know.
Yeah.
A little 5 pound bag, you know, costs you about over a dollar. But you can get a 25 for about $3.50. Mm-hmm. See, that'd figure about $5 paying a dollar for 5 pound. That'd figure over. That'd be $5 for 25 pounds. Yeah. You couldn't afford to feed them. Mm-hmm. Same way with lard. I got about, I reckon, 100 pound of lard in that deep freeze sitting now.
Let it go up there.
I'm gonna carry my son something. He's going to Zion. He can get it up there, but it costs so much. See. Mm-hmm. Same way with other cuss. I got 50 pound of rice bought up.
Already?
Maybe more than that. Yeah.
What will you have to buy when you get there?
Well, meats, eggs, Well, I'm gonna pick up some meat and Zion Wilma's gonna get his daughter. Well, she's gonna get a bunch of meat. Mm-hmm. You know, salt meat. Well, I'd buy bacon, eggs, and such as that, you know, pork chops, and fresh meat. I'd buy that up this year. Mm-hmm. In Coloma, or either Adam, one, Friendship. Them towns, you know, we go to the shop. There's a big dairy farm, I mean a poultry farm right close to where we're gonna be staying. I can buy eggs, all the eggs I want. I reckon they still sell them, did last year. Last year we was about 2 miles from this place, but now we ain't be more than about a half a mile from that place. I moved, changing camps, moved closer to the shed.
Uh-huh.
It'd be closer to this poultry farm.
Do they have buildings up there for you to stay in, or?
For what?
They have houses for you to stay in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Everything all fixed up then?
Yeah. Yeah. Running water, indoor restroom, hot shower.
Yeah.
See, the government got in behind me. They used to, you could do migrant labor anyway, you know, but the governments, they got behind them. I said, they had to cut that stuff out. They had to fix better facilities for the workers, you know, migrant workers.
I bet that makes it a lot easier going up there, huh?
Yeah, right.
This boy must have always treated you right, though, for you to keep going back.
Pardon?
This boy up there must have always treated you right for you to keep going back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Good fella to work for. I kind of wish I hadn't obligated myself to go.
Yeah.
He's expecting, you know, in fact, he don't send me money to travel, no money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He don't send me money to go on. Good man. He'd come down here, mind you, every year to see me. He'd come down here last. Well, it was Central got through finishing crop here. I believe it was in March or April of this year he'd come down. He's a big golf man, you know, golf player. Goes down to Point Clear a lot of time to play golf, you know. When he's down, he always comes see me, you know.
Yeah.
Sometime, his son and his wife, they came to see us. And I take them, cat them all around the porch and come back that morning. We had dinner at the Cat City Cafe. When he come, we take my car out there. He had a good car, but his a small car, you know. And I told him, I said, well, we'll just drive mine. Mine's large in the car. So we punched the gas and everything. And bought our dinner and everything now. But this, his son didn't come this year, the old man come. He's a millionaire, multi-millionaire. He's vice president of the bank in Antigo, Wisconsin.
Antigo.
He's got 1,200 acres of land down there at Coloma.
Mm-hmm.
Plants about 450, 500 acres of potatoes.
Ooh, that's a lot of potatoes.
Sometime he plants snap beans, which said he's gonna plant a bunch of soybeans this year. Mm-hmm. And corn and sell, you know, got a dry sell seed corn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plants a lot of corn. Snap beans.
Runs a big business up there, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's really rigged up for grazing potatoes. Harvester. We got a harvester, you know. They got what they call a windrow. You don't see them in, I ain't never seen them in this country. It's windrow, he goes along, he digs two rows. Well, he piled them out here on a heap row, see. Mm-hmm. And this harvester, he come along, he digs two and he picks up these two. When he make one trip through the field, a lot of time they done loaded a wagon for to get all the way out. Long road, you know, potatoes mm-hmm. good. Get that wagon loaded, see, they hook a tractor to it, pull the shed, cut it loose. If they ain't got no extra tractor, they cut it loose. If they got an extra tractor, just let it stay hooked to the tractor. Maybe it'd be a tractor hooked to this, and if they run him and get this nifty, he pull that one out that's loaded. You break that conveyor in half and shove this half round. You got another wagon up here standing loaded. While we chain this on in, you switch this on and on, see? Mm-hmm. That way the potatoes ain't never off the conveyor, continue to run.
Just keep on going?
Well, when you pull that empty out, put this other load in, and couple up, you shift this out and off up here, see? Uh-huh. And run this on in. Well, when it gets empty, you put another load in, and you push, switch it on and on. While you're chaining this on in, that's continue to run.
Uh-huh. Just keeps on going?
Keep on, don't stop. We run a half a door, not even switch over.
That's amazing. I've never seen harvest potatoes that way.
They used to, up there several years ago, these bees, they had to work about 3 men to catch them and bag them and weigh them and stack them back in the shed, you know. Mm-hmm. But now them bees comes on a conveyor and they got a wagon, empty wagon back. They just pile them up just right on that wagon. But to get that wagon loaded, to pull it out, put another empty in it. Well, they want to get about 4 or 5 of them wagon loaded, to get a big open-top van to come in there, you see. Open-top van come in there, and they load them right out over them wagons, right in that van, you see. Well, that way they ain't never touched by your hand. Man, don't even need to touch them with your hand.
How do they grade the potatoes? They weigh them, or?
Yeah. See, they go over a grater, you see. And the bees, they got a chain, you see. You ain't never seen a potato grater?
No, I've never seen a potato.
Well, jet chains, you see, when I'm smaller, they fall through.
Oh.
Go on another conveyor, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Big ones, they ride on over and they go on a peso where the number ones go. And they got a automatic bagger there. Mm-hmm. That's the thing revolves.
How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
That's my grandson here, Alan. He probably saw him. But...
Yes, sir. Yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And when they're running hundreds, you see they got an automatic weighing machine to weigh hundreds. You got one, you know, a bag machine weighs tens and twenties, paper bag, you see.
Mm-hmm.
These hundreds, it's on a revolver thing. When that thing gets 100 pounds, it'll automatically turn loose.
Turn loose, yeah.
And then they got electric sew it, you see. Well, they stack them on pallets, and they got a forklift. And they came right on in the van.
Mm-hmm.
They just, for the last 3 years, got this forklift, stack them on pallets.
Yeah.
Them 5 and 10 pound bags, you know, stack them on pallets.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that forklift, run them, pick it up, and put it right on in the van.
Does it take long, then?
No.
I guess that machine is kind of like an egg grater. I used to work on an egg farm and watch them grade eggs. They'd grade those on weight, though. They'd tip the scale.
Uh-huh. You have some more tea?
I still got some here. Thank you. Florida State University.
That was pretty good football this year.
They were real good.
Yeah, I saw them. That was in the Tangerine Bowl. Mm-hmm. That wasn't on Mass, Texas.
Yeah.
That is.
Right them on by.
Yeah. That, what's that, defensive tackle? What's his name? Anyway, he was good.
Ron Simmons?
Hey.
That's a nose guard.
Yeah, nose guard. Mm-hmm. He was good.
My grandfather was a general in the war.
Didn't
say what the war.
Come on,
pretty
good.
Yeah. Not a mic. I don't know what he's talking about. I ain't talking about it, but she stated this. Her grandfather was a general in the war.
Wonder which war that was, though.
Yeah, I'd like to. I don't know what war was. I don't know what he wants to talk about. Papers that he did. How far is that mobile buggy?
That's about, if I remember right, it's probably about 45-50 miles north of Old Buggy.
Tulsa North of Old Moody.
Yeah, and got north, east of Old Moody.
Yeah, Calvin. I know you've heard of him, Calvin. I used to see Calvin, but he's dead now.
Are you a creep, him, then, too?
Yep.
Wow.
What's mostly up there?
I thought you said you were
there. They've got all kinds in Oklahoma.
They got reservations in Oklahoma.
Not in Oklahoma.
That's
the reason they moved the Indians to Oklahoma, it was a barren land. They didn't think it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
See, they once the set discovered oil they have.
Yeah.
But I understand a lot of them out there wealthy.
Oh, some of them have got a little bit of money. None of them's got very much. So.
Well, any of y'all get any payment from the government monthly checks, I think?
No.
Well, up in the Dakotas, they do.
In the Dakotas, they do?
Yeah. Places you don't even need us to
get checks. Well, we don't get nothing. But the same time,
I've had a lot of people ask me, should
we
check the government?
We don't get nothing.
No.
How much
tell them
they're
trying to get that started. Trying to get that work done.
Did you get any of that what was paid off just like $112?
My dad did.
You didn't get it?
No, I didn't sign up for it.
You better have signed
up. I should have
done,
right?
$112.
How much?
Was that
on the same? Was that on the same claim at docket 21?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't what $100 and something.
No, it was about $112.
Yeah, $112. That's what it was. My oldest son has migrated from Alabama too, I reckon, because there wasn't nothing there, you know. They moved all the Indians, drove them west, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that used to be a river, I think. Creeks and Sentinels got out there, they were ready to head home, right?
Well, there used to be, I noticed a long time ago, there was a company, a milling company in Oklahoma City, I believe, by the name of Colbert Milling Company. I just wonder if that is some of my descendants. My grandmother, my mother was a Calvert.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mother. Her daddy was a Calvert.
Uh-huh.
And his name of this company was a Calvert Milling Company in Oklahoma City. I just wondered if in some of it got the self-descendants.
Could have
been.
Could have been. Mm-hmm. The Indians up in Wisconsin. What you call them?
Menominees.
What is that one? Different kind
up there. Yeah, let me see what you call them. Winnebago, I believe, north of Antigo, ain't they?
Okay.
And this Menominee is they west, east of Antigo.
They
got 300,000 acres in their reservation. They got a big sawmill on it.
They got the most timber we've got out since.
Fine timber, yeah.
Just stick it, it can be a big old bunch.
Mm-hmm.
They got a pine tree up there in them. Where's it placed? It said there's a road even through. It's so big.
That
pretty river falls
in there.
It's so pretty.
A river,
water running in on that big rock.
It's
like a rainbow. It's so beautiful.
Wolf River. Ain't that the name of that river? Wolf River.
Oh, it's a Wolf River.
Ain't that the name of that river goes to the reservation? Wolf River.
Yeah.
Some of them Indians, I know that one up there had a house right on the bank of that river. You could fish down his back door.
The
reason they were there, this
the
chief of that tribe, the government, he wouldn't go. He refused to go.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason they didn't try to force him, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big marker out on the highway, reads and tells you all about this, you know, about that. The Menominees that the chief wouldn't budge, you know, they couldn't move him.
Mm-hmm.
So they just give him that land at 300,000 acres, that reservation. They've got a big sawmill on it. They've got a big store. For the last 8 or 10 years, they built a
Indians
big store. And what are that mill
said,
and that store makes each one
they
participate in the profits.
What
share in the profits,
niggas,
so what it makes.
But now they're getting it back.
That's what a lot of them are trying to do now is put some sort of industry, I guess, on those lands so that
they
can employ the people.
But now, the leaders are rubbing it down the throat.
That big nigga president, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
the world stand alone, they will be. So the niggas, they out populating the whites, the Indians. They gonna outvote them and see when they do, they vote a nigga president. Some of these towns, I've got nigga mayors, you know. Mm-hmm. This town down here in Mobile, John, Mobile, Pritchett. Suburb of Mobile, they got a nigga mayor.
This is the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Some of the congressmen is neighbors, you know.
Yeah.
I believe the congressman from Massachusetts, I believe, is a neighbor. Ain't he? I believe from Massachusetts.
Some place.
Somewhere else along the streets. Well, up there on the whole week going, that's one thing for sure. You don't see no neighbors
there. There's none up there?
None
there. There are now, I understand now. In Milwaukee, it's wrapped up with niggas, but on further on up north, you don't see them. They don't know them real. Once in a while, you might see one over in Adams. Mm-hmm. That's a town that that's a county seat of that county. But in Antigo, I don't know as I ever saw one there, and I ain't never saw one in Green Bay. You know what Green Bay? I know you've heard it.
Yeah.
Read it, Green Bay.
I heard it.
Well, I never saw a nigga in Green Bay.
Except playing football.
Yeah. That's that football.
Green Bay Packers. I ain't been no good in the last 5 years. That 1 year when they won the Super Bowl, three times straight. That was good then. Now they ain't been no good since then.
But how many more years do you think you're going to be going to Wisconsin?
No,
this
care.
Is it, I think.
In fact, this is your last?
I think this.
I'm trying to get him not to go this time, but not to go.
I'm obligated. Need to let the man down, you know.
Do you pay them boys? Do you give them boys some money? Or
They pay them
wages.
Oh.
About $265 an hour. Mm-hmm. See, the man pays me for so much on the hours.
Uh-huh.
See, I have to get him to work from the boarding house back and forth at dinner. Mm-hmm. Come in at night. See, he pays me about an hour.
By their hours? Or
by the hours.
Yeah, while they make.
Maybe I'll leave them. It ain't
much.
I think
it ain't much at all.
You just like to go for a day?
He also pays you for calling him up on
that. I said, he had a bet. Look at his the clock.
He don't pay me enough. I charge a little, you know, something about $10 a piece. And that's cheap to go down to 1,200 miles.
Yeah, that is cheap.
About $10 a piece what I charge. I have to charge a little coin and everything, so I, you know, what he's saying ain't enough to cover all that shit. Yeah. You're not charging so much a week, boy. Why she does the cooking? See, this year we get, I think it's about a 50 cent on our raise. I mean, gonna get $265 an hour and then a 2-bit bonus. See, if that is, you know, if you go there and stay till you get through, you get the bonus. Mm-hmm. You go there and work 2-3 weeks, well, you don't get that bonus. Mm-hmm. You go there and stay till the finish, the harvest, well, you get that bonus. Add to your last check.
What, $2 on the hour bonus? Yeah. That'd add up pretty good then.
Yeah.
That brings it up to almost $3.
Yeah, so the reason they started that. A long time ago, used to have a lot of Mexicans to go up there, and they'd pay them off right up to date. See. Mm-hmm. And when they got ready to move, they didn't finish, but they didn't have no money to move on. So the state had, they had the money transportation to get away. So they went to hold them back, you know, with some bonuses. Uh-huh. So when they got through, they'd have something to have transportation when they get away on. See, they're paying them up to date. Well, they'd blow that money in and throw it away, you know, fast they'd get it. Well, when they wound up, didn't none of them have them, see, to leave one. Mm-hmm. So they adopted this rule, see.
Makes pretty good sense.
Yeah.
what's the most number of people you've hauled up there?
Oh, I ain't never cared over that. 12 or 15.
Mm-hmm. That's your average size crew.
115 this year, but I ain't gonna be able to carry as many of us. Ain't gonna be able to get that many of us. So some of them backed up.
That's good. Now, how many have you been able to get?
What?
How many have you been able to get?
Well, I pretty well had a crew to start with, but two of them backed out. I think maybe now, let's see. About 12, I mean, all I got now. Four women. A woman used to come told me tonight, her sister couldn't go, her mother was sick or something like that. And this Walter Rowland up, you know him, or Walter Rowland lives out in front of Jackson Fair.
Yeah.
I've been depending on him. He said he was going to. Tonight he told me he wasn't going to go. That six up there I got notice going to. I reckon he's going to. Now, my brother and myself, that's eight. And four women's 12.
You got six going from Porch?
Oh, Big Sam, you know him.
I think so.
He was right beside the road.
Sam Ward?
Sam, no, yeah. Sam Ward.
Sam.
Lionel.
Oh,
so. He always got a long mustache.
Yeah, Big Stout.
Big Stout. And his sister was talking about wanting to go. I don't know, I'd come by there and see him. He didn't send by his sister going. I don't know what she'd be going up. Now I got a daughter-in-law in Zion's gonna go. Well, she says she's gonna go, she's gonna back out.
I was up till 4 this morning. Yeah, setting up Willie Ross.
Oh, you set up guns.
Uh-huh.
Did you go to the funeral?
Yeah.
Who was that? You told me it died.
There was quite a few people there. It was almost
full. D.C. Tom.
Who was it?
D.C. Tom.
D.C. called.
What place did they bury them?
Springfield.
D.C. called.
Springfield. Mm-hmm. Where's that at? Yeah, that boy up at Aunt Lottie's, Shalom's. He was in the veteran hospital, you know.
When did he die?
Last night.
When?
Last night.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth was in the hospital and expecting money after tonight.
That's that Bonnie girl, right? Uh-huh.
And
another boy, another boy,
took
him up. Yeah. Both of them
were blind.
Oh, she's in Georgia now. They let her out.
She is. Where's she
at? I think Saturday it was. It was sometime this weekend. Mm-hmm. And she went back with her brother to Georgia.
She didn't name that bullet in the right place, did she?
No, she didn't. No. Didn't have a big enough gun or something.
She I don't know where she wants to go. She didn't want to kill herself. She had a shit. really made it. Well, Lois got to where she couldn't get along with her. Can you get where you get a bath? No, it's time for her to tell her to leave.
Yeah.
Lois couldn't get along with her. Those children, especially Lois, you know, the good Lois.
The Head Start people are going to be back soon, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll start back in the 5th of September. And then the children comes back to 10th. And the staff starts back to 5th. We have to get a week.
What is those half people? Did they come today?
No, I think they're due there Friday. That's what I heard.
Right. Well, venture many of them, isn't
there? I know, but they're supposed to be a blood test. Cody and Ruby said they had sugar test. Sand today.
Sugar test?
I'm not sugar test. I think they went up that day to get a sugar test.
I don't think there's anybody there. I mean, I didn't see nobody up there, did
you? No. I think I saw Kobe though. Kobe and Toby.
Yeah, he's both of them.